Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel this morning. Just doing a little pre-show research. We are with you this morning, and we are very happy that you're with us. We invite you to join in on the conversation, roundtable at WAMC.org, roundtable at WAMC.org. Let me introduce our panel to you this morning at WAMC's. Alan Chartok is with us this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Faster than a speeding rabbit.
That's right. And... always beat that turtle, didn't he? Also, investigative reporter and University at Albany journalism professor Rosemary Armeo.
Feeling for our listeners who have no idea what's going on. We've lost them already.
They'll catch up. And Mike Spain is with us, the associate editor of the Times Union newspaper, and it's a great pleasure to have Mike, as always, on our program. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So we have a lot of topics to get to. I want to get to the one that is really dominating headlines and I think is a really interesting story to talk about. And I will, full disclosure, we were meeting in the green room before the program and we already started our discussion and it promises to be lively. So let's talk about Ray Rice. Ray Rice, of course, of the Baltimore Ravens, was suspended for 2 games after charges of domestic violence surfaced in February of this year. At that time, he was given the 2-game suspension, while also some minor charges were leveled against him and his then fiance, who he has since then married. Yesterday, it was released a videotape showing the domestic violence and that Ray Rice punched Janae Palmer, his now wife, then fiance, in the face, and it's a brutal.
Disturbing.
It is. It seemed without much regard. She pushes him. He comes back and punches her in the face. She goes unconscious down on the ground. The elevator door then opens. He drags her out of the elevator face down, and then just sort of never goes down to see if she's okay. Upon the release of this tape, there is the Ravens release him, and the NFL comes under tremendous pressure for 2 reasons. One, because they don't feel that the 2-game suspension, it was yelled about at the time that the 2-game suspension was not enough, number one. And number two, now questions saying, well, why did you not have the tape? Because they're claiming they never saw the tape. And two, if you didn't see the tape, why didn't you ask to see the tape before you leveled the suspension against the player? So those are just some of the issues involved, and now we will stir, mix, and enjoy. Rosemary, go.
Oh, you want me to go first? Okay. First, it's very nice that the NFL is going to take a stronger stand against domestic violence. However, that's an extra. What we should be complaining about, and I don't understand why we're not, is the court system, whose job is to take care of abuses like this. The court system let him off. They were first offered a plea, and then he's a first offender, so they put him into like a diversionary program. He's going to go get training. To me, it just seems incredible that anybody has to be trained not to punch a woman who's like half your size in the face. However, that's the punishment he got. That seems to be a bigger problem to me than what the NFL did. And secondly, I don't like hearing how women are victims. She was a victim, of course. She got punched in the face by a big guy, but she then married him. Basically, women, if you get punched in the face by a guy, that's a notice. Don't marry him. What are they going to do when they have kids? Are they going to show this film? Let's show you. How did you meet mommy and daddy? Oh, let me show you this video. It's just crazy. That's my rant.
Okay, I agree with you that it is crazy. We can certainly question her motivation into the marriage. However,
you mean like, are you implying that she sold
so it's
out
the
for
power
the,
and
she
the money
sold out for the money and all the rest?
Well,
of
I don't know whatever or love. I don't know. I have no idea what the motivation for her to marry him. Whatever situation there was from the time that she was struck to the time that she said I do, I have no idea what that is. So I don't know what that motivation is. However, it's hard to seem. There was a Eric Edelson, who is a writer for Yahoo Sports, said that Janae Palmer was victimized by her then fiance punching her in the face. She was immediately victimized again by Rice failing to comfort or console or even cover up her exposed legs as she lay unconscious in an opened elevator. She was victimized by the Ravens rushing not to assist her. She was victimized by being forced to sit up in front of the media and apologize for her role in being punched in the face. She was victimized by Rice's lawyers, disgusting, complete hypothetical wherein it was suggested that it was she who instigated and Rice who defended himself. She was victimized by the justice system, which somehow didn't pursue full charges against Rice.
There you go.
Was victimized by the NFL's justice system, which somehow didn't see enough evidence to suspend Rice for more than two games. How do you disagree with that?
I can just say that Ryan wrote in already about this. And he said, Rosemary, for your information, they already have a daughter.
It makes it worse. That's even worse. What is she teaching her daughter? You know, I have three sons. They were raised that no matter the provocation, including even being punched yourself, you do not hit a girl. I'm sorry, that's a man's responsibility. Some things are shared. Contraception is shared. Child raising is shared. But violence is on the men. They have the power and the strength. In most cases, I know there are exceptions. Please don't write in and tell me about exceptions. But overwhelmingly, it's on the man. In this case, she's punched. She knew what happened. She didn't have to see the video to know what happened. And she married him. It's like she's asking for it. It's just not smart. And I have a hard time sympathizing with that. I always had trouble covering domestic cases because I just can't empathize with. You get hit once, you try them, you name them, you accuse them, you don't apologize, which she also did.
I wonder about this. I have read that there have been changes in the law so that if the police come to the violence scene, they can make an arrest even if there isn't a charge from the spouse or from the woman.
That's
so
right.
How come that wasn't done in this case, I wonder?
Right.
They had the video. I mean, you can't say that the police didn't have access to this video, and that's really disturbing. And what the Yahoo commentator said, which was awfully, awfully strong and compelling about how she is the victim. I mean, forcing her to get up at a press conference after that initial incident and sit next to Rice and apologize for her role in it. I mean, what could compel her to do that? I mean, it to me.
Perhaps she was injured by the punch to the head.
Well, yeah. I mean, she had a concussion.
Yeah.
Oh, she did. She had a concussion.
I mean, know.
His lawyers suggested she may have thrown herself down to cause the concussion to hold against him, which was just outrageous.
And here's something else. Why did we have to see the video? We knew everything that happened, that it was all out. He punched her. She was provoking him. They were having a fight over we don't know what. A jealous rage, I guess, was one of the stories. And he punched her. So why did we have to see the video? That made a big difference to us because it's so incredibly graphic, but all the facts were known.
Well, I don't think all the facts were known in the sense that his defense was still saying that she was causing it, and there was one point that she hit her head in the elevator and that was caused her to go down. We never saw what happened within the elevator, and then that tape came out. I agree with you that I thought it was and again back to this article that she was there would be one more victimization. The footage of the punch, Palmer was assaulted again Monday in a brutal invasion of her privacy, and it was the final intrusion that woke up a world that had slumbered through her ordeal.
Well, I have to wonder if she is somehow controlled by him or by his institution. You know, everybody sort of has the incorporation around him, and that she isn't thinking straight for her to go forward and, you know, apologize.
Well, doesn't that fit into
submission
an abused woman?
Yeah, yes, it does. Exactly.
And domestic abuse.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it plays a pattern of someone who is under the control of someone else and fearful.
And here's another thing, though. Why is it up to the NFL to punish him? In fact, the very brutality and that kind of rage that you see in the video.
Because you're making millions of dollars selling a jersey and selling that player that player is going to walk out on that field and is going to be
in a nice dainty game. I mean, he's sold specifically as a hard-charging, mean guy, which is what he is. I really think this is on our justice system that has to stop domestic abuse.
I agree
not
with you
NFL.
Entirely, but no I also question. Believe that if the justice system had acted fairly in this case, then also the NFL would have should have. I still cannot believe they didn't see the tape. And if they didn't see the tape, why didn't they see the tape? And if they saw that a player acted in that manner, then yes, they should take.
There's enough coming out right now suggesting that sources are telling reporters. I mean, there's this sort of like language in the reports that somebody in the NFL did see the tapes and they're telling people and other people are denying it. If that is the case, I think it's going to come out. And that's just
it also is a little disturbing that dogfighting was treated more harshly by sports
Absolutely.
Authorities and beating
Michael
up
Vick,
a woman, Michael
or
Vick,
smoking
exactly.
marijuana.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah.
Smoking marijuana.
Alan?
Three online contributions. One is from Aileen. I agree with you, Rosemary, but there are so many women who, as a result of earlier violence and dysfunction, just can't leave their abusers. Living here in Mexico, where domestic violence is rampant and almost taken for granted, I think that we need to work harder to teach young men to respect women and young women to value themselves. And that's from Aileen.
Okay. Good letter.
And then Matt says, while I abhor what happened to Rice's then fiance, and think he's a monster, the failure of the courts was thanks to the fact that she wouldn't press charges to appear in court. That's why I said what I said before about.
But they had the video, Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't need her.
The laws need to be changed so the victim doesn't have to be the sole piece of evidence in a case like this. They have video. Well, Matt, but that's the point, I think. So then. John said, Ms. Armeo might want to sit down with several experienced psychotherapists before she questions so pejoratively how this woman could marry such an abusive man. That's from John. Do you resent that letter?
No, I don't. I mean, I expect that kind of letter, but we just keep, this has gone on and on and on that, the poor women.
Needs to happen for somebody like that to have the power to say no and walk away from a guy like Ray Rice? I mean, what has to happen? I mean, she needs a support system that just wasn't there.
Okay, so Peter says, Mrs. Rice, dear Rosemary, here, you said it, sister, and I've got two warning letters, OJ, yours from Bonnie.
Yeah,
OJ equals OJ equals something. The dot and
that's an emoticon.
I mean, don't forget, I paired this with boys have to know this is on them. I raise my own sons that way. I believe it fervently. But for women to say back and, help me, I need a support system, I need training, that doesn't cut it either. We need to teach our girls, too, to act in a different way.
Okay, so we got a lot of letters. Rosemary, no woman is ever asking to be abused. Do not blame her for staying with a powerful man who has the ability to harm her if she stays or if she leaves. Women are most vulnerable immediately after leaving abusive relationships when the abuser may think he has nothing to lose, and that's from Anna.
Pretty much if you get punched in the face, you're vulnerable. Nothing more can be worse than that, can it? Unless he has a gun? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I do. I'm sorry. Blame this.
How do you say that when she's worried about getting hit again or worse?
Look, she's got all you men like saying, poor victim, we'll help her. What she could get help if she needed it practically more than most women in domestic abusers who don't have this kind of support.
You have an entire multi-billion-dollar company, the NFL, who is standing up and putting their arm around the person who punched her, and what? She's going to try to find what support?
We'll see. I suspect.
And Elizabeth says, most victims of domestic violence do not leave their abusers because they fear getting killed. They simply do not know how to get out safely, so they stay and appease. Rosemary's comments this morning were particularly ignorant. For shame, Elizabeth. And then from Anna, Rosemary, no woman is ever asked to be abused. Do not blame her for staying with a powerful man who has the ability to harm her if she stays or if she leaves. Women are most vulnerable after leaving abusive relationships.
Didn't you just read that one?
Yeah, I think we read that one.
Oh, we did. I'm so sorry. Okay. And then Patsy, Okay, I think, remind me if we read this one. Patsy, good morning. Domestic violence is such a truly complex subject, both sociologically and psychologically, that I believe you need to invite a guest who is an expert from either Equinox, Unity House, or Troy YWCA. If you've not spent hours and years trying to assist and understand the victims, you truly cannot understand the victim's mentality or reasoning. I cannot support victim blaming in any way. Please do consider getting an expert. Okay, and then Jason says, as usual, Rosemary is the best. As Rosemary so astutely pointed out, why was a video of the inside of the elevator even needed? There was already a video of Rice exiting the elevator when the unconscious body at his, with the unconscious body at his feet. This makes NFL Ravens fans indignation a little disingenuous at this point, since it has been known for a while that he knocked her out. And Michael says, while I cannot speak to this particular situation, there's a cycle of abuse wherein the victim and perpetrator become bonded by trauma, a species of Stockholm syndrome that forms in domestic abuse situations. This is well known to specialists in domestic violence. And then Tina says, Rosemary should stop blaming the victim. Abuse is much more complicated than she knows, and on and on. And that's it for now.
Okay. We'll actually get back to that letter and other letters, too. We welcome your comments. Roundtable at WAMC.org, roundtable at WAMC.org. And we welcome your comments. We'll talk about other subjects as well. We welcome your input, and we'll be back after this short break. Good morning. Welcome back to our roundtable panel for this Tuesday morning. And Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, Mike Spain, they're all here, and we welcome your comments. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We have a lot of comments, but we always have time for more. Yeah, roundtable at WAMC.org.
We have a lot of comments. I want to tell you there's now getting to be a little bit of verbal creep, meaning that people are writing too much. You have to.
We got them all worked up.
You had to get. No, I don't mean that there are too many people writing. I mean they're writing too much.
No, I know. You get them all worked up, and then they write it
out. Okay. Yeah. So let's see here. Let's go first to Walker. I think the problem is that the celebrity culture and lifestyle is more alluring than the prospect of leaving the guy and then thus giving up her, quote, identity as she sees it. The situation here is somewhat different than a poor woman married to a man who has a lot of addictions and beats her up. Fear might be the prevailing influence. Women with powerful and wealthy men often seem to have their values screwed up in their fear that their whole identity and friendships and place in society to them will be lost if they leave. And Gary says, no man should ever hit a woman. I agree, but we need to look at the culture involved in the coddling of high-level football players by our society. These guys are forgiven for every digression and criminal activity, and on and on. When society teaches those young men that as long as they play football, their actions will have no consequence, brutality will continue. Sad but true. And by the way, I played football in college and was treated as if I could do no wrong. Okay, add this to the pervasive use of steroids. And then Chuck says, I think everyone needs to back off Rosemary. She's advocating what those of us with daughters have and are trying to teach our daughters empowerment. That's in capitalism, empowerment.
Good letter.
She did not blame the victim. She simply said, don't wait, don't take it, and get out. And yes, Joe, she could have taken on the NFL, too, a press event back in March, and this would have been done and over in spring. Carpe diem. And then Austin says, Whoopi Goldberg put it best. No one should ever strike anyone. And if you do, you should be prepared to get strike back regardless of gender. You see, now that's something that deviates from you, Rosemary.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
You think if a woman...
The punishment should be harder for men.
Yeah, no, but you said that no man should ever strike a woman.
Ever.
I agree with that. But even in the face of provocation, meaning that the woman really rocks the guy in the face, you say, okay, walk away to the man, right?
Correct.
All right. All right. And then Matt Mann says, this guy could be NFL's guinea pig for a dog pen. Action ring of Michael Vick's meanest going after those abusers. This, of course, is what they deserve. Ah, the dog days of summer. Wonder what ISIS is up to today. And Susan says, I agree with Rosemary that the elevator tape should not have been necessary for the NFL to have taken a stronger stance against Ray Rice. However, her comments blaming the victim for not leaving show a lack of understanding about the complex dynamics of domestic violence. Separation violence is an all too real phenomenon. Many women are at greatest risk when they attempt to leave a relationship. Chances are, given that Punch has been a history of violence, such that if Rice threatened his fiancée that she better not leave, better stand up for him and the like, she would have every reason to be fearful and concerned.
She intensified the connection. She didn't just not leave. She married him.
Missy says, I know that Rosemary is angry about the woman staying with Rice. I have dealt with domestic violence on many levels. So often there is lowest self-esteem and mind games. Often the man or the woman who are abusers cut the person off from their social networks and support. When the abuser hurts the person, they convince themselves that there is reason because this person loves them. They have twisted sense of love and very little sense of self and self-worth, so they stay. And there's a lot more, but I just can't get to it. And Steve says, I don't think the NFL has the right to view the tape unless it is made public. They are not as privy to the information as police. They are not the law and should only dismiss fine players for their self-image as a corporation. I do think that the public needs to see the tape because I find it upsetting when videos are censored off the internet. So go ahead, Joe.
No, I just think the question is, to Rosemary's initial point, which I don't think should be clouded by the other statements, that this is a criminal matter and the police should have seen the tape and acted upon that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And at that point, the tape would have been become public or not, but the charges would have been more severe than they were. Mm-hmm. Whether the NFL saw it or not, it still would have been a reaction to the police investigation.
And Claire says, I agree with Rosemary. Women have to take responsibility for themselves. There's a lot of help out there. Maybe it was the money that spoke, and that's from Claire. Well, I tell you, they just keep coming in. We've got another 10 since I started reading them.
Wow.
I think we'll have to continue this, right, Joe, online, don't you think?
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Okay.
Your show.
Meanwhile, there's an interesting post that came in from Janae Palmer that Mike found.
Right. I mean, it just came in the last 10 minutes. CBS is reporting that Ray Rice's wife, Janae, posted a statement on her Instagram account, and it's her first public comment since the video was made public, and it's pretty amazing.
She blames the media. Yeah, it's our fault. We did it.
She, was pulled into the public. She woke up like it was a nightmare, to make us relive a moment in our lives that we regret every day is a horrible thing. This is our life. What don't you get? If your intentions were to hurt us and embarrass us and make us feel alone and take all our happiness away, you have succeeded, you know. So she's really defending the couple's decision to kind of, you know, stay together. And the last thing she says on it is, Ravens Nation, we love you. So they still love the NFL. I guess there's a chance that he could go.
Well, there's a little detente, you know. The Ravens management said, we really love these people, and we want to help them in any way we can, you know. So,
well, why wouldn't you want to help someone who's been through something awful like that?
Yeah.
But she means both of them. Sure. They say both of them.
So they have been. So he has been released from the Ravens, and then the NFL has now suspended him indefinitely, which we'll bring up. So just in changing the subject and changing the tone. Do you think that will the NFL pay the price? Will Roger Goodell go?
Ooh.
There's a lot of anger. It's completely possible that that could swell and it could cost him, you know, his position, but it may subside. What can he do now, Joe? Or Rosemary or Alan, what can he do now to make that not happen, to keep his job? How can he, you know, ameliorate the fact that many people are angry at him for giving such a light, discipline on Ray Rice initially?
Okay, let's assume we're he and his advisors, and we're all sitting around, and he said,
what's the right thing to do?
What do I do now? And they said, well, first of all, suspend him for life. Okay, so that's what they've done. They've suspended him.
Well, not for life.
Indefinitely.
Just indefinitely. Indefinitely.
Well, indefinitely could go through your whole life.
Well, it could, but I mean, it could also be four more games.
Well, indefinite. Okay. But first of all, really come down on it hard. Then what else does he do? He issues a statement saying this: the NFL will never condone, you know, we have a code of conduct and we will never condone this kind of thing. Other than that, I don't see how he gets out of it.
I actually think that he's caught up in one of these changes in policy. Do you remember Packwood, the senator who messed around with his aides? And nothing ever happened. He even kept a diary about it because that was accepted. But he came up to a period of time when the exposure of this was a new deal. It's like, whoops, we're not accepting it
happens
anymore.
All the time.
Exactly. And that's what this guy has gotten caught up in. And so I think I would tell him to apologize and say, we recognize there's heightened awareness and we have to have it too. This will not happen again.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry it did this time. That's what I would do.
So then you turn around and you say, okay, we had an owner in professional sports who made racist comments and lost his entire franchise. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, by the way. But lost his franchise as a result of the
billion dollar
franchise because of the racist comments that he made in an email or in a voicemail. So now
Code of conduct.
So now you have this issue in domestic violence. Does that weigh? It certainly seems like it weighs differently.
Yeah. Well, and we've already mentioned the dog fighting. Yeah.
Right.
The code of conduct maybe needs some review. That could be something.
But
he
you
might
are
do.
so right, Rosemary, that things change and people get caught up in this in this time warp. I've seen it 100 times. I mean, the New York State Legislature, where people were buying and selling stuff for years, informally, not specific, and now all of a sudden, it ain't so anymore.
Right. Right.
Although it's so. Too often.
Social consciousness changes, and it has on in this country anyway,
standards
on domestic
change.
Abuse. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's read a few more, okay? Michael says, Rosemary, I see that both men and women need to be educated to treat each other with respect and the danger. I agree that men and women need to be educated to treat each other with respect and the dangers of domestic violence.
Yes.
However, your comments about the Rigg price situation betray a level of ignorance equivalent to the ignorance of saying she asked for it with respect to a rape victim. I don't believe that you ever said anything like that.
No, I don't think my level of ignorance is that high.
Traumatic bonding of abuse victims to their perpetrators is well known to psychotherapists who specialize in trauma. Okay, and then it goes on, but we're not going to read it all. Caitlin says, as a survivor of abusive relationship and a social worker who specializes in the field of domestic violence and sexual assault, I am so incredibly offended by the conversation the four of you are having. Do some research. Look at the power and control wheel. Learn about what you are discussing, okay? And then it goes on and on, so that's too long. Okay, Mara says, I am truly offended by Rosemary's comments this morning. Clearly, this reporter was taught self-empowerment, and that is a wonderful thing. But so many women are not that lucky, and she clearly has no concept how enormously complicated and hard it can be to leave abusive relationships. And then Joe says, violence should never be tolerated. I wish this was the message, not whether it's man or woman. Tiger Woods' wife came after him with a golf club. Yet the media's response was it was coming to him. He is a cheating spouse.
He was in a car. He jumped in a car, and she hit the car with the golf club. I would still. I mean, my whole thing about men have to take the responsibility is because they have the power advantage, and that's true with
the physical
Tiger
size
Wood.
Advantage.
The physical size, yeah.
And Bowie says, "How can anyone address why the NFL is not a not for profit and pays no taxes?" I didn't know that.
I'm not sure that's true either.
Yeah.
Okay. EO says, all right, Erica, I was disappointed in Rosemary's remarks regarding the Ray Rice assault this morning. First, why do we learn of abuse and assume that there's little the little piece of video that we've never seen is the extent of the whole story of abuse? There may be a history of abuse and a slew of threads that have not been captured. And I'm sorry I can't read more of it, but it's just too long. And on and on. So there are just so many more, Joe. We could read them all day.
So apparently they are a nonprofit. According to Forbes magazine, the National Football League takes in more than $9.5 billion per year and is exempt from federal taxes.
Boy, that's just wrong.
I didn't know that.
Let's talk about abuse here.
An arcane tax code change that eased the 1966 merger of the NFL with the old American Football League landed the new combined entity in Section 501(c)(6) of the tax code designated as an industry association. The designation actually covers chambers of commerce, real estate boards of trade, and and professional football leagues.
So individual teams are not-for-profit. They pay tax, but not
right.
their association.
But not the NFL as a whole.
Most of us pay about a third in income tax. Most of us pay about a third in income tax. And what about that? I mean, is that wrong? That the biggest corporation in our area, I believe, pays no taxes at all.
The NFL, NHL, and PGA are also nonprofit organizations. The MLB, the Major League Baseball, is not. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to get a lockbox update and talk a little bit about that, and then we'll move on to a final topic. Again, we've read a lot of letters this morning, but we will certainly keep them coming, and we'll post them. It's roundtable at WAMC.org. We will be back after this short break.
Support comes from Elms College, Chicopee, Massachusetts, working to educate students with their core values of faith, community, justice, and excellence. Elms.edu. Gordon Fire Equipment, offering fire extinguisher service and inspections to businesses and organizations in the Hudson Valley. Family owned since 1956, GordonFire.com. And Amtrak, fall foliage trips aboard the Adirondack's Great Dome car with windows on all sides and overhead from Albany to Montreal with stops throughout New York's North Country. Amtrak.com for reservations.
Good morning and welcome back to our roundtable panel, and we'll get to one final topic in just a moment before we do that. However, Alan, we have Megan Finnegan here who's going to give us an update on our lockbox challenge, but before we get to that, just set us up where we are and how this challenge came to be.
Okay, very quickly, what happened was our wonderful friends at the Lennox Foundation, that's two N's, unlike the town, have put in $25,000 in order to help us bring our control room, which is hopelessly out of date. And you may remember we were off the air for a couple of hours on Saturday morning. This is exactly what we don't want to happen. If we can raise $200,000, we already had $100,000 about $100,000 in the lockbox. So we need, in order to make this, I know this is clear, $300,000 going into the fund drive. And I'd like it if we had $500,000, because frankly, for all of you who say that the fund drives go on too long, I don't want to be hearing about that later on if you haven't done anything for the lockbox. But okay, that WAMC.org does it. And here we have our wonderful Megan.
Well, Alan, so far we have $137,094 in the lockbox. So we need about $162,000.
Okay, so of that $300,000, we have $137,000.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, and look, it's our radio station, all of ours. We all made it. We know when it was started. We see the tremendous results of the whole thing. We know that we have people out in the field in every community. We know we've done everything. We're coming to Amherst and to Northampton to improve our signal in a big way. It all costs money. Anything you can do, folks, is really needed. It's, you know, you give money to other things. This is something you really use. I really want you to do it.
You got 27 days to do it.
Yeah.
Yep, 27 days till the start.
27 days to make $162,906.
You are good, Joe.
I'm cheating. I'm looking on Megan's paper, actually. So that is what you need to do, and you can do it simply by going to WAMC.org.
Yep, and we do have the wonderful personalized mugs, too. If you're pledging now online, you can get a personalized WAMC mug.
And that's for
125.
Yep. Excellent. WAMC.org, WAMC.org, and we'll get an update tomorrow and find out how we're doing.
And Betty is very angry at us for not discussing the primaries more than we have today. Ooh. But you can go online, and you can go to the Times Union, for example, can't you,
sure
Mike?
You can.
Sure you can. And you can go to the Times Union, and you can see your ballot. You could go to the New York Times, I'm sure, if you're down there. You go to your local paper. I'm sure the Eagle has it.
Well, her point is actually why she can't find a ballot online. And that's
I think what she means is on our line.
Well, it's difficult to find anywhere. A lot of people ask for that every year. It used to be the boards of elections would publish a facsimile of the ballot in the paper, but it changes for wherever you are, and there's not one. So boards of elections may have them, but there's even the ballots have all changed with electronic voting and you know the way balloting has changed. But boards of elections websites are the best bet for that kind of thing.
Yeah, and every day we get a certain number of people who say, "Why are you talking about domestic violence when you could be talking about, you know, the people who are dying here or there?" Well, the answer is we do it all,
yes,
and we will continue to do it all. But domestic violence is a very important subject, and no, we're not going to not talk about it. It's the double negative, but that's the deal.
We want to thank you very much, Megan, for coming in, giving us an update. Appreciate that. And what else is making news in the Times Union in the 2 minutes we have left,
Mike? Well, just a reminder that the polls will open at noon in the Capital Region.
That's disgraceful, of course.
Yes, in neighboring Massachusetts, the polls are already open. And in neighboring Massachusetts, you don't need to be enrolled in a political party like you do in New York to take part in a primary. So if you're a registered Democrat, for example, you can vote in the...
I'm sorry, that's misinformation.
What's that?
You have to be what they call unenrolled there to vote in either primary. Then when you leave, you become unenrolled. As soon as you vote as a Democrat, for example.
Oh, this is in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Then as soon as you leave, you're automatically re-enrolled as an unenrolled voter.
Oh, well, gosh.
Thank you for that clarity. But over in New York, if you just go a little bit west of that,
in New York, where the politicians have rigged the game,
right? Some would say, if you're enrolled as a Democrat, you can weigh in on whether you want Governor Cuomo to have the nomination of the Democratic Party, or you want Zephyr Teachout, his challenger, to be the nominee. And you get to pick separately who the lieutenant governor candidate is, and it could be Kathy Hochul, who is Governor Cuomo's choice of running mate, or it could be Zephyr Teachout's choice, which is Tim Wu, and both of those challengers, Teachout and Wu, are law professors from prestigious New York City law schools.
Sure.
And then Massachusetts, of course.
Well, you have a whole range. I read them all off this morning on my 734 comment. All right. I tried to remember them. I'm not going to try again.
Okay. All right. We're out of time, but obviously, we'll be covering all these races throughout the day on all of the WAMC news programs, starting with Midday Magazine coming up at noon today. And, in probably just 5 minutes away with the WAMC regional news. Michael, Rosemary, Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Remember, everybody, you can go online at WAMC.org and post your comments on domestic violence or anything else.
That's right. WAMC.org. We'll be back right after this.